Good morning. It's Thursday, March 12th, 2009. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report.
We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
War on the workers, and it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon's solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers, and it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization,
war on the workers.
And cooperation,
war on the workers.
When they call you a team,
war on the workers.
You better learn how.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. They can lock us out, they can lock us up. We cannot give in. No more lies, no compromise. We'll battle till we win. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
When they talk flexibility,
war on the workers.
Every worker stiff can see,
war on the workers.
Now when they poison your water,
war on the workers.
Don't go like lambs to the slaughter,
war on the workers.
And when they foul up the air,
war on the workers.
You gotta show that you care,
war on the workers.
When they talk WTO,
war on the workers.
You best be screaming hell no.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. It's a war on public education. It's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time, sisters and brothers, you know it's time right now. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
It is a war on the workers. That was Ann Feeney, and this is the Brain Labor Report. This is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
On a cold and dark Thursday, the 12th of March, 2009. Glad you're with us this morning. This week is looking really good as we're as we have to cough on the air live. This week is looking pretty good as we're rounding her up. Going to have a great guest this morning. Sarah Luce is with the Rural Organizing Project. They got a big event they've been organizing for all around the state. Folks from rural Oregon are going to be converging in Salem on the Capitol. And there's an agenda for people in Oregon. It's an agenda to build communities, and pretty exciting what they have planned. We'll be talking with Sarah Luce today. She'll tell us all about that. So that's what's in store for you today. Tomorrow we'll have Mr. Peter Ferris, and Peter Ferris will be with us because he's on his way down here to Southern Oregon. He has a meeting out in Eagle Point with folks, and the topic is there's a new legislation in Salem that could be rent control for people who live in trailer parks and some protection for some of the most vulnerable of folks live in some of the most or least expensive housing in Oregon. And so very exciting movement there. Mr. Peter Ferris, that'll be our show tomorrow. Okay, for today, what else? This is KSKQ 94.9 FM. We're a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. You could be listening to us via the internet at www.kskq.org. Always near the top of our half-hour show, we like to bring you the Workers' Independent News, 3 minutes of cutting-edge news out of Madison, Wisconsin. So for Thursday, March 12th, 2009, here's the Workers' Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Teachers in the Los Angeles United School District are bracing for mass layoffs. Jesse Russell reports.
On Tuesday, the Los Angeles Board of Education approved nearly 9,000 layoff notices for permanent elementary school teachers, probationary teachers, and some non-teaching personnel and administration officials. LA is the second largest school district in the country, with a student population of more than 688,000. It is dealing with a budget gap of $700 million over the next fiscal cycle. Union members filled the Board of Education meeting room and demonstrated outside on Tuesday. Kathleen Hernandez is a third-grade teacher who spoke about the pressures the job cuts will place on the stretch-thin teachers and administrators.
What will we do when we don't have our principal that has the time because we no longer have an assistant principal to talk to the children, to know them all by name?
Megan Boyd is a science teacher with the district.
It's all these people. It's not just about teachers. It's about everyone they're going to cut. It's about education.
The agreement reached between the UAW and Ford will cut Ford's hourly wage, benefits, and retiree costs down to $55 an hour, according to the company. According to information posted on UAW Local 2000's website, the base hourly wage, health care benefits, and pensions were not cut under this agreement. Wages were frozen, though. Performance and Christmas bonuses for auto workers at Ford were suspended, but the big change was to the health care trust fund known as VEBA. The UAW will use the VEBA to begin paying for retiree health care costs in January of 2010. The UAW agreed to modify Ford's payments into the VEBA, allowing Ford stock to be substituted for some large cash contributions. The union says it negotiated language allowing the VEBA to sell Ford stock quickly and to also require more shares from Ford if the stock price goes lower. The UAW is still negotiating with GM and Chrysler on VEBA funding from those companies. The union is under pressure to agree to VEBA funding changes as a condition of billions of dollars in federal loans to GM and Chrysler. Can your boss do that? Check out the new website from Interfaith Worker Justice to find out. CanMyBossDoThat.com lets you know what your boss can and can't do legally when it comes to closing down without notice, firing you and your coworkers, and more. Interfaith Worker Justice is a national organization that mobilizes the religious community to support the struggles of workers. Jesse Russell has today's economic report.
A new field poll suggests Californians believe their state is in the worst of times. 96% of those polled believe California is going through bad economic times. That is the highest number of Californians to respond in the negative in the 30-year life of the field poll. The closest similar negativity came during the 1992 recession, when 93% of Californians thought the state was in bad times. 41% see the economy getting worse, and only 29% believe it will get better in the coming year.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report. David Rovics, OIL, what does that spell? Operation Iraqi Liberation. Here it is.
We've got a situation, and it calls for a solution that upholds our domination of the planet. We're gonna make our case, and we're gonna make it well. And if you don't like our logic, you can can it. We'll use impeccable intelligence from any country in the world, as long as we all see eye to eye. And if we don't find quite what we need, we know what to do. Just look into the camera and lie. It's Operation Iraqi Liberation. Tell me, what does that spell? lie about the missiles and the nuclear research. We'll lie about uranium. We'll build military bases and smile for reporters as we give away bubblegum. We'll lie about Bin Laden, his connections with the Saudis. We'll lie about 9-1-1. We'll lie about the fascists, their connections to Al-Qaeda, because we know there's none. It's Operation Iraqi Liberation. Tell me, what does that spell? Operation Iraqi Liberation. O-I-L. We'll lie about the North Koreans, and we'll lie about Iran, and don't mention Israel. Keep those nuclear weapons out of this song, and we'll all get together swell. And we'll liberate these people, we'll liberate their money, we'll liberate their soil. We'll liberate their airports, we'll liberate their harbors, and we'll liberate their oil. It's Operation Iraqi Liberation. Tell me, what does that spell? Operation Iraqi Liberation. O-I-L. Operation Iraqi Liberation. Tell me, what does that spell? Operation Iraqi Liberation. O-I-L.
Okay, Mr. David Rovics. O-I-L, Operation Iraqi Liberation. Yeah, that's the way you spell it, folks. Still a great song, and can't wait till we get David back here for a concert in Southern Oregon. We'll have to do that. Hey, I think we are successful. Sarah Luce, can you hear us this morning?
Yep.
Well, thank you for being our guest bright and early this Thursday morning, March 12th. Thanks for being our guest on the Brain Labor Report, Sarah.
My pleasure.
Okay, well, got some excitement. I know, happen to know, if you live in rural Oregon, probably anywhere in the state, unless you've been hiding underneath a rock, you probably have heard, if you're progressive, you have definitely heard about the great work being done by ROP, Rural Organizing Project. Sarah Luce is on the phone to tell us about what they got planned. Maybe we ought to start, though, for our listeners out there and for Jason and myself. Sarah, tell us just a little bit about Sarah Luce, would you please?
Mm-hmm. Well, my name is Sarah, and I have been working with the Rural Organizing Project for just about a year now, but have been working for peace and justice issues since a kid in some ways. Grew up in rural, turning small town, turning suburban Minnesota. Spent a few years in El Salvador, where I really kind of came of political age, I would say, and then decided it was time to move back to the United States and work for justice here, and ended up in the Northwest, doing rural organizing mostly in Western Washington, primarily with immigrant workers and communities, and then eventually here made my way to work with ROP.
Wow. Okay. Well, great summary and great work that you're doing. Did you grow up in a progressive family? What was it that was there a point in time that said, my gosh, this is what I want to do?
I certainly grew up in a progressive family. My father was a preacher in the Lutheran Church, and definitely was preaching a gospel of social justice. My mother was a teacher and just sort of lived out compassion and care for other people. But I was surrounded by a very conservative environment in general, and so that kind of contradiction or that juxtaposition was part of my upbringing.
Interesting. Well, the world I see, Sarah, has that same contradiction, and that's quite interesting. Tell us a little bit about the Rural Organizing Project, and then we can get into the events planned here coming up. But tell us about ROP, please.
So ROP is a statewide network of human dignity groups, basically local volunteer-run community groups that are working for peace and justice issues in rural areas. There's about over 60 different groups that form part of the ROP network. And ROP exists to really provide support to those groups to help them do better organizing, to help them be more effective in making change, progressive change in their communities. And we also bring those groups together on occasion to share and compare strategies and to think about how we can even harness our collective power throughout the state as rural people to push forward a progressive agenda here in Oregon.
Wow. Well, that's great stuff. And the geography test for the day for our listeners is, Sarah, where is ROP headquartered?
ROP headquarters is in Scappoose, Oregon, which is in Columbia County, right along the Columbia River there, in between basically the coast and Portland.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay, I mentioned lots of work going on, and I've been seeing emails for a long time now. Tell us what's planned for this weekend, please.
Well, the ROP annual Rural Caucus and Strategy Session is a chance where every year ROP brings together peace and justice folks, progressive-minded folks from throughout rural Oregon to come together for a weekend of sharing and strategizing and workshops. This year's annual caucus is happening in Salem, Oregon. It's a day-and-a-half deal, 36 hours together with some amazing activists throughout the state. We're going to start on Sunday, March 15th, with some workshops in the morning, really looking at, and larger group discussions, looking at the economic crisis and how our local groups and networks can really be organizing for with hope and to build community during this time of economic hardship.
That's very timely. I just want to say that's the right topic to be talking about right now. I interrupted you. Please go ahead, Sarah.
Fine. Then we're going to grab some bag lunches and march to the Capitol to join with activists and peace folks from around the state who will be having a statewide rally there at the steps of the Capitol to call for an end to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, to end the wars at home and abroad, to keep our National Guard here, Oregon National Guard here in Oregon. And that'll be the sort of statewide rally for peace as we near the sixth anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. So we're going to partner together with all those other folks in the state and have a big presence of rural people who really want to make peace a priority for us.
Wow. Well, there's a good timely issue also. I will tell you, Sarah, that Brenda and I are planning on coming up. We're going to bring our banner for Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice, and we signed on to that campaign to keep the National Guard, our Oregon National Guard, here in Oregon. And so we're going to be up there to participate in the ROP caucus, but in particular that the rally you're talking about. And so we are looking forward to that, and folks can come from all around the state. Wait a minute. That's not the end of things, because that's just Sunday. You guys are going to continue with the work, aren't you, the next day? Tell us about that.
That's right, Les. So right after the march and the rally, we'll head back to the UCC Church there in Salem and continue the day with a series of different workshops for people who are trying to do progressive social justice organizing in rural communities. We'll have a first sort of set of sessions that really focus on what are the skills and the concrete sort of things we need to know how to do in order to really move our agenda. So we'll have workshops about the media, how to really effectively use local media. We'll have workshops on power hungry, local initiatives, ordinances and laws, and how really looking at what kind of power do our human dignity groups possess, how can we pass proactive laws and fight off the anti-democratic and inhumane initiatives that are popping up in so many of our communities. And we'll look at just some basic organizing skills. How do you form a group? How do you keep a group communicating? Then we'll go to a second sort of option or menu of workshops that really look at the passions behind our work. What are the issues that we are most passionate about, and what do these issues look like in sort of this new political context that we're in? We'll look at immigration reform. We'll look at the economy, the peace movement. Where are we headed as a peace movement? And looking at gender justice and queer rights, it's been a long time since ROP started back in the early 1990s. The landscape for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender folks here in Oregon has certainly changed over that time. So have a full scope of different workshops for people to choose from. We'll wrap up the evening with some Balkan square dancing and a Salvadoran meal. And then we will get some rest and come back together for another exciting day of activities on Monday morning.
Man, what a packed day. I can't believe it. Now, listen, we are coming up. I don't know much about Balkan square dancing. If I'm going to look kind of square doing that. If you don't know how to do it, can you try? Or I don't know.
Absolutely. It's a very participatory type of dancing. We'll have a caller there who will walk us all through the steps. I think many of us will be learning for the first time.
Okay. That is so exciting. A packed day. And you know what it made me sound like? That if a person participates in this, you're going to be well on the way to being a patriotic citizen who participates in democracy. Maybe we can have more people prepared to do what Obama said, make me do it. And in fact, I think that's part of the goal, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, speaking of democracy, the Monday morning activities is really a democracy bailout. We want to bring democracy to our state capital, and so we have set out on Monday morning visits, meetings set up with all the different representatives and senators in the state, and we'll be putting together teams and folks from all corners of Oregon to go and meet with their representatives there in Salem and really bring up what are the issues that are most important to us, and do that educating and kind of work with our representatives and again bring rural democracy to our representatives there in Salem.
Makes sense to me. So let me put this into trying to picture how this looks. If someone has come from Pendleton and they participated with this with the workshops and on Sunday, then on Monday, and I really don't know who that representative would be, but this, let's say the state representative from the Pendleton area, then this person would be prepared, well, with all the training and whatnot, to go lobby their state representative on Monday. And that's what's planned. Is that the way it's set up?
Exactly. And on Monday morning, before those visits, we'll have some preparation time, some short trainings on just how to be most effective in those legislative visits. We're also joining together for that legislative visit day with allies from many other organizations around the state and from urban areas as well, in a joint kind of effort to lift up this shared message of yes to rebuilding our Oregon communities and no to the wars at home and abroad.
Wow. I just can't believe all that packed into a couple of days put together by the Rural Organizing Project. Hats off to you, Sarah, and your colleagues there. Oh, you guys didn't start planning this yesterday or the day before, did you? It's been a project.
Certainly been a project. It's going to be a busy day and a half. We're so excited to get together and have the opportunity to just meet with so many amazing folks from around the state that really make this kind of work possible.
Folks,
we encourage everyone to come out.
Very, very good. Folks, if you're just joining us now on the Brain Labor Report, we are having a discussion with Sarah Luce. She is with ROP, that's the Rural Organizing Project. She's telling us about what is planned for Sunday and then for Monday as folks converge on Salem, Oregon, from rural Oregon, from all over the state. And you're listening to KSKQ, that's our low power FM radio station, 94.9 FM here in Ashland. You could be listening to us from anywhere on the planet at www. www.kskq.org. Okay, wow, I'm tired listening to all of that. What a project. Okay, for folks who might be hearing about this for the very first time, is it too late? Could they still get involved? And how can they find out more, Sarah?
Mm-hmm. Well, folks can go to find out all the sort of details, the logistics, and the full agenda at the ROP website. That's www.rop.org, ROP.org. And also, folks can still register. It's not too late. You could give us a call at the ROP office, 503-543-8417, or send us an email at Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at ROP.org. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have more participation from all parts of rural Oregon. And again, yeah, it's not too late.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. Sarah, we have about 4.5 minutes to go, and we can go any direction here. Maybe I'll ask you of the issues in Oregon. Are any of them near the top of, how do you decide? There's a lot of injustice in this world, Sarah. There's a lot of things we got to change. But for you, are there any things that kind of rise to the top that for you personally might be near the top or on the top of social justice issues that we need to work on here in the state? You got your private list there? What do you think, Sarah?
Well, I mean, certainly part of my political analysis and that of the Rural Organizing Project is really a sense that all of these issues of peace and justice are interconnected, and until we end all oppressions, we can't end any one of them, that we really need to work for justice on all these different fronts, and that our struggles are interconnected. I think, however, the frame through which so many of these struggles right now is really being seen and analyzed is with this overlay of the economic crisis, which is affecting so many different communities and in many, many different ways and in varied ways. I think one of the things that comes up as part of that is the question around immigrants, and how are immigrants a part of our economy, and how do we avoid the scapegoating that so often happens, especially during times of economic crisis, of blaming people of color, blaming newer immigrants in our communities for our economic woes. I think really what progressive people in the state need to be looking at right now is how do we find shared and common ground between working class people across the spectrum, no matter where we come from or what our ethnic or nationality or our background. How do we struggle together to really make sure that we are building during this time of hardship an economy that works and a system that works for working folks and for families.
Wow.
And then now is the time to really look for that unity.
I vote for that one, too. I agree with you, Sarah. The Brain Labor Report really likes to concentrate on the issues of the day, the struggles for ordinary working people. And it's occurred to me that these billions, I don't even know how much money that is, but all this money we're giving to financial institutions and these big corporations to bail them out, I'm waiting for the bailout for ordinary working people. In fact, Sarah, what do you think of this idea? That's the best investment for stimulating the economy is for ordinary workers. We might have it all mixed up in this country. Do you agree with that idea, Sarah?
Absolutely. I think we have an opportunity here now when all of these sort of systems that we've been living for under the last few decades are starting to crumble, and we're seeing just how little they actually do to support our communities. We have an opportunity to really imagine a new kind of system, a new kind of way of living in relationship with each other and of using the many resources that we do have. I think folks who are thinking on these questions would be interested in the Systemic Change in People's Economy workshop that is going to happen on Sunday afternoon as part of the caucus. We're going to have Peter Cervantes-Gauchi from Enlace and Barbara Dudley from the Working Families Party come and look a little bit more at the different systems that created our economic crisis and how we can really fundamentally change or rebuild them. And looking at some new ideas that people are bringing forward to do that work.
Fantastic. Well, folks, if you're motivated after hearing all of that, and we got half a minute left to go, I guess it's probably time to say goodbye. Sarah Luce, I want to thank you for this bright and early March 12th Thursday morning for being our guest and laying out the great work that's been planned there. Thanks for being our guest. You'll come back again sometime, I hope.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Okay, everybody. Well, we're out of here, and Brain Labor Report, be back with you again tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye. See you later.